USA News, I'm Dave Collins. In Tel Aviv on Saturday, a large gathering demanded a fresh hostage arrangement with Hamas and with the withdrawal of troops from Gaza, fueled by anger, grief, and escalating frustration following the acknowledgement of Israeli forces mistakenly killing three hostages. During a briefing on Saturday, a military representative disclosed that IDF troops situated in northern Gaza fired upon the three individuals, even though one was signaling with a white cloth on a stick. The spokesman emphasized that the soldiers perceived a threat and the tragic incident occurred in a combat zone. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham believes a border security deal won't happen until after the first of the year.
We feel like we're being jammed. We're not anywhere close to a deal. It'll go into next year.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Graham slammed President Biden's border policy, saying the president has obliterated the border. The Republican senator has been a staunch supporter of providing aid to Ukraine and Israel. He said he still supports the two countries, but Biden should apply the same vigor and energy to fix the U.S. broken border. In an incident overnight in Austin's Entertainment District, Texas police report that one person was fatally shot. Three others were injured in an officer-involved shooting at a bar. The situation unfolded when a man attempted to enter the bar with a gun, threatening both officers and bystanders. Three officers discharged their weapons, resulting in the man's death at the scene, while three bystanders sustained injuries. Fortunately, none of the officers were harmed in the incident. And Pope Francis celebrated his 87th birthday today by holding Sunday audience at the Vatican, where he was greeted by hundreds of children and their families to whom the church provides free health care. This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is currently on a Middle East visit, aligning with U.S. efforts to halt Israel's intense military operations in the Gaza Strip. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has expressed openness to further negotiations with Hamas. Austin's itinerary includes stops in Tel Aviv, Qatar, and Bahrain amidst the ongoing 72-day conflict between Israel and Hamas. Tiger Woods' daughter acted as his caddy this past weekend.
For the very first time, 16-year-old Samantha Woods was caddy for her father while he competed at the PNC Championships Pro-Am event in Orlando. The event is a family affair as Tiger played alongside his 14-year-old son, Charlie. The PNC Championship is designed to see 20 major champions team up with a member of their family and play the game they truly love together. Their score was not exactly what they wanted, but Tiger Woods and his son Charlie still put on a show at the PNC Championship on Saturday morning. I'm Skip Kelly.
It's now been 250 years since the Boston Tea Party took place in Boston, Massachusetts. In a raid on three British ships in Boston Harbor, American colonists fed up with Britain's taxation of tea in the colonies dumped more than 300 chests full of tea overboard.
After the destruction of the tea, this kernel of an idea of independence began to percolate in the hearts and minds of the people. That's what the Boston Tea Party did.
That was Evan O'Brien at the reenactment that took place Saturday. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.